Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and today's devotional is titled, God Loves You. Do you know one of the many great things about God is that He loves you for you? Yes, He loves all of us, no matter the state we're in. We cannot do anything that will change that. Isn't that great? It's just awesome to be loved unconditionally like that. Yet, it's much different with man. With man, it's hot one minute and cold the next. But don't let that get you down, though. It's part of life. The best thing to do is focus on the love God shows us. And when we do that, we can love others as He does. Yes, we will not live in hate because hate won't exist in us. Love will. Isn't that great? It really is. So, I've come to encourage you to remember what the Lord God says about you. In Jeremiah 1, verse 5, He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." That's Jeremiah 1, verse 5. God gets you. God understands you. God made you. And God loves you. Isn't that great? It really is. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord. I hope that message was encouragement for you. That's what I do. That's what In Sharon's Heart is about. Sending inspiration from my heart to your heart. If you want to see what else is happening within Sharon's Heart, hop on over to my website, insharonsheart.com. There you will see my courses, and you can sign up for my free webinar anytime, as well as follow me on social media. Just look for In Sharon's Heart. Continue to be encouraged and take care of yourself. Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and today's devotional is titled, God Loves You. Do you know one of the many great things about God is that He loves you for you? Yes, He loves all of us, no matter the state we're in. We cannot do anything that will change that. Isn't that great? It's just awesome to be loved unconditionally like that. Yet it's much different with man. With man, it's hot one minute and cold the next. But don't let that get you down, though. It's part of life. The best thing to do is focus on the love God shows us. And when we do that, we can love others as He does. Yes, we will not live in hate, because hate won't exist in us. Love will. Isn't that great? It really is. So, I've come to encourage you to remember what the Lord God says about you. In Jeremiah 1 verse 5, He says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." That's Jeremiah 1, verse 5. God gets you. He understands you. And God understands you. God made you. And God loves you. Isn't that great? It really is. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord.